This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, July wheat ended the day at 488 and a half. That was up a half. September wheat ended at 492 and a half. That was down three quarter. December wheat ended at 506 and a quarter, down a penny. July corn yesterday ended the day at 353 and a quarter. That was down four and three quarter. September corn ended at 358 and three quarter, down four and three quarter. December corn ended at 368 and three quarter, down four and a half. July soybeans yesterday ended at 971 and a half, down six and a quarter. August beans ended at 955 and a quarter, down five and a quarter. And September beans ended at 942, that was down three and a half. July soybean meal Friday ended the week at 323.10, down 35. August meal 316.80, down 24. And September meal 311.60, down 21. July soybean oil yesterday ended at 32.55, up 30. August oil 32.63, up 29. September oil ended at 32.71, up 30. July oats on Friday ended at 244. That was down six and three quarter. September oats ended at 251 and three quarter, down seven. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 cents at 328 to 347. Soybean bids were mostly 6 cents lower, ranging from 953 to 976. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents lower at 333 to 349. Soybean bids down 4 to 7 cents, ranging from 964 to 978. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 5 to 7 cents at 338 to 358. Soybean bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 966 to 985. And the wheat bids were steady to a penny lower at 441 to 468. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 cents lower at 990 to 1007. Basis steady, range from 18 to 35 over July. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $335.10 to $348.10. That is $3.50 a ton lower, with basis steady on Friday at $12 to $25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended 5 cents lower at $3.50 to $3.64, with basis steady at $3 under to $11 over July. Illinois River Barge Letting Elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 to 9 cents lower at 348 to 358. Basis ended mixed, ranging from 5 under to 5 over July. Soybeans ended down 11 to 12 cents at 980 to 993, with basis 5 to 6 cents lower at 8 to 21 over July. And new crop wheat prices were 1 to 3 higher on Friday at 454 to 456, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 35 to 33 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 5 lower at 366 to 367. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 10 to 12 cents, with quotations at 1003 to 1004. Soft wheat down 2 cents at 466 to 468. And Milo ended the day 4 to 5, lower at 403 to 420. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 329 to 344. New crop soybean bids range from 886 up to 913. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 334 up to 342. New crop soybean bids at 905 to 920. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 329 up to 344. New crop soybean bids at 898 to 917. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 441 up to 468. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. July hogs ended the day at 75.75, down 227. August hogs ended at 73.82, down 2.17. October hogs ended at 64.27, down $1.95. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 151.90, up 147. August cattle 150.67, up $1.32. And October cattle ended at 153.25, up 145. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 223.42, up $1.50. September feeders 221.47, up $1.20. And October feeders 219.47, up $1. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 19th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 91 cents lower in the range of $66 to $76.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $75.32. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 27 to 30, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 33, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 35, and 6 weights and up 34 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 to $54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,877 head. And now for the recap from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had a special feeder cattle sale. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 284 to 315. Five weights were 265 to 269. And six weights were 235.50 to 257.50. Feeder steers, large ones and twos. Five weights were 259 to 281. Six weights were 226 to 255. Feeder heifers, feeder heifers, large ones and twos. Four weights were 275 to 307.50. Five weights were 234 to 268. And six weights were 227 to 246. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 297 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $82.65, that was $1.29 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $251.32, that was 49 cents higher, and select carcasses at $246.23, that was $1.50 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 109,000, that compared to 107,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running behind 7.4%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 407,000, that compared to 409,000 last week and 353,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter is running ahead 6.4% on a year-to-date basis. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Well, welcome to the Farm Show for Saturday, June the 20th. On the phone with me today is Bonnie Branham. He's been working with the horse show at the Montgomery County Fair since it started nearly 30 years ago. Superintendent for the last 15. This year's show is Sunday, June the 28th. And Bonnie, I just got to ask, what keeps this fresh after all these years for you? You must have a good time and really enjoy working with these horses.
Well, I know a lot of, me and my wife showed horses for years, you know, and then she passed away and I quit barrel racing, but I know a bunch of barrel races and stuff, you know. I travel all over the state and in Tennessee and around, and we've had a good time, and I know a lot of them. I like to just keep it going, you know, and I quit riding myself in the barrels, but I know a lot of them that hasn't quit yet.
Well, obviously, they said you don't get an old guy off his horse until you pull his boots off for the last time. So I know you're going to keep on riding.
Oh, yeah, I trail ride and stuff like that, you know. And
so what have we got to look forward to at this year's horse show at the county fair on the 28th?
Well, I hope it gets a little bit drier than it is right now.
Yeah, we'd like to see some dust fly, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would. Yeah, I think it'll be all right. It's supposed to clear up, I think, what, Sunday or Monday, something like that.
Yeah.
If the wind will blow and the sunshine, it'll clear up. You know, it'll help out quite a bit. So.
What kind of events do you usually run at the horse show?
Well, we've got 10 events. We start off with the Pony Barrels, which is 54 inches and under, and 12 years old and under. And then we have a Youth 3D, what they call a 3D barrel race, and it's 18 years and older. Well, that's not right. 18 years, they got a misprint. Well, I'm looking at the bill here. It's 18 years and under on the Youth 3D. And okay. Then the junior horse barrels is a horse that's under 5 years old. And they don't have the age on it either. I didn't make this bill. I didn't do this. And I thought I found a few mistakes. And then they got the ladies barrels, which is 19 years and older. And then we got the open 2D poles. And it's open to everybody. And then we got the men's barrels, that's 19 years and older. And then we have the biggie, which is the open 3D barrels. And it pays out pretty good money in all the classes. And then we have a masters, which they can roll over their time in the open to the masters if they want to, or thus they can run the masters. But if they knock a barrel down, you're done, you know.
Mm-hmm. And
then we got a flag race, which draws several people. Not many have flag races anymore. And then we got what they call a plug race. That plug race is just one lap around the arena.
Okay.
We got 10 classes. Yeah.
What time is the horse show?
10 o'clock. Starts 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock in the morning, and that with all those 10 events and a pretty good number of riders, that'll run a good portion of the day, then, won't it?
Oh yeah. A lot of times it's we're the last ones there working, running. You know, the truck pull's already over with and everything else. And, well, we try to get her over as fast as we can. Well, normally in that big class, barrel class, I have around 100 head of horses.
Oh, my.
I have had over 100 head, but I don't know how many we'll have this time. I'm hoping for close to 100, so I hope, you know, but you can't ever tell.
Well, I hope so, too.
The weather may scare some away. I don't know.
Bonnie Branham's our guest. We're talking about the horse show coming up at the Montgomery County Fair on Sunday, June 28th. We'll come back and talk some more with Bonnie right after these messages.
You could sit at your computer and read all about the John Deere zero-turn mowers, or you could just visit Sloan Implement and test drive the new John Deere Z435 EasyTrax zero-turn mower and feel its power. John Deere EasyTrax are easy to turn, easy to handle, and with Deere Season Financing, now they're easy to own. Visit any of Sloan's 19 Wisconsin and Illinois locations online at sloans.com. Powered up with
Sloan's. All right, Bonnie Branham, the superintendent of the Montgomery County Fair Horse Show. This year it's Sunday, June the 28th, starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Bonnie and I were talking about the events that are going to be part of the horse show first, in the first part. Right now, Bonnie, let's talk a little bit about what it takes to train a good barrel horse.
Well, I always said a good pleasure horse that's kind of blowed up and too hot turns into a pretty good barrel horse.
like the old Nag thoroughbreds turn into Hunter jumpers, huh?
Yeah, that's about the same thing. Yeah, all these horses anymore bred up pretty good, and there's a lot of good horses in the country for barrel horses, and you know, and you start with a pretty good foundation and hope to, you know, and you never know how it's going to turn out until you get them, you get riding them, you know. But
short of adult barrel riders bringing their kids up in the sport, how do you go about introducing young people who have pleasure horses into the horse show society here? How do you keep it going for young people?
Well, we don't have any pleasure classes anymore. We used to have halter and pleasure, but we don't have either one of them anymore. You just got to have a class for them and let them run and get the feel of things, because they're going to be the future riders, you know. And
certainly
encourage them as much as you can, you know, to keep going.
All right, Bonnie Branham, our guest, superintendent of the horse show at the Montgomery County Fair. It's going to be Sunday, June the 28th, starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're hoping for the best, for the mud to dry out so we can kick up some dust. You got barrel races, pole races, plug races, and all kinds of classes for youths all the way up to open and master. That about cover it, Bonnie?
Yep, that pretty well covers it.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to us on our Saturday farm show. I almost called it the sports show, but I'll pass some of this information along to Terry. Thanks for joining me today, Bonnie.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. That's our farm show for this Saturday. John Michael Marty. We'll get back together again on Monday.